Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Miss Cyanide, and I welcome you to Juggalo Rider Radio. Now, here's your host, Havoc and Ghetto G.
What's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Havoc. Choir boy, Death Gale, you'll be joining us very shortly here. Give me a minute. I'm doing one last final promo for tonight's show. And then, of course, tomorrow night we got Law coming up on here with us. And honestly, yo, it's giving me a fucking honor just to have these motherfuckers up on here, yo, because they're definitely one of my favorite bands out there, and it's always an honor to have these guys up on here. And of course, next Friday we got Dead Celebrity Status. And for those who don't know Dead Celebrity Status, I will be giving you a little taste, a little sample, and a little bit listening up to what they sound like. And for those who do remember them and know what they're about, make sure you're here for it. Now let's see here. See if we got any callers real quick. Nope, no callers yet, so we're just going to a track here. How about some Twisted Through Your Eyes? Ooh, ooh.
Through your eyes, you think we're all the same. Through your eyes, we're all the same.
Radio. The suckers scared to pay this. Underground bitch, it ain't no love for the famous.
Get your rug cut quick, low maintenance. Sitting in the dark and I ain't got to make you play this.
Effortless with excuses.
My bad.
Oh, why they know that you ain't situations for their uses. And who are we to go and call you out? We done heard all the stories and don't know what the fuck you talking about. I'm not a puppet, so don't pull my string. I don't need nobody trying to hold me, control me, control me. Shit, you the one that tried to change me. Make me into something that'll not.
And we are back. And up next, Boondocks featuring Jamie Madrox, Death of a Hater.
Heaven, I did my best. One love for family, the juggalos and fuck the rest. I'm tired of all these snakes and demons leeches on the vein. I'm bled enough and now this bitch is about to feel my pain. You know you name the haters, bitter with a point of view. Put them motherfuckers talking shit but never had a clue. Come with your attitude, cocksucker, fuck your life. I'll tie you to a chair and make you watch me fuck your wife. I'm just the type to catch you slipping like a bar of soap. I'll catch you while you're sleeping fast and then I sit your soap. I'll watch you bleeding, gargle, choke you for your last breath. Then close the wound, apply some pressure to delay your death. See what it means, your whole existence don't mean shit to me. It ain't nothing but time to kill to make your history. And all you had to do was keep your fucking trap closed. But now you got your hands folded, clutched onto a single rose. Just close your eyes. Say your last goodbye.
Surviving off the infamy. Miss me with that, everybody wants me dead. Same old, and switch my hatchet to a target hanging off my cable. If you criticize my fashion, you faggot like Tim Gunn. I'm a juggalo scrub, established since day one. So kill the hater, replicate a distant with a loud tongue. Take my magic marker and blacken his fucking left lung. With my box cutter, I'ma cut his eyes wide. And put broken pieces of mirror, replace them both his eyes. Got a demon inside that's been along for the ride since the release of my first LP back in 95. Ever since that day, I've been embracing the hate and basically not giving a fuck what none of y'all say. So fuck y'all bitches, black flowers up on your casket. You get what you deserve, burning hell, hating bastards.
Just close your eyes. Say your last goodbye. Like a trailer hitch, come to your hood with goons and snatch you out your trailer, bitch. Put on your knees and close your eyes, wait for the execution. Some call this first degree, but I call it my retribution. You had your chance to keep it sun and now you're in the rain. I be the scarecrow, but you the one who missing brains. I put the barrel to the bone and now your skull fucked. 2 times 11 to your dome and now you're out of luck.
A million times I spent just dwelling, thinking of the day. Up to the point I sit for hours thinking of a way to make you suffer, make your blood spill like the wine. 6 feet up underneath the ground, have you smelling pine? It's how we do a punk bitch with a faucet mouth. Lost in the woods that you discovered by a boy scout. Stupid little motherfucker, what was you thinking? Now your body in the bushes, life is rotten, nothing saying. Just close your eyes.
Smoking a cigarette, watching wrestling again.
Dude, I ain't fucking talked to you in forever. You know who I am, but I just ain't fucking heard you in forever.
It's gonna take a while for you to remember.
Oh, yeah. Probably. It's been a long time. Just put it at that.
Might help if you state your name.
Sarah. This is Sarah. And I'm from Kentucky.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time. What up, bro?
Shit, chilling. like I said, just smoking a cigarette, fucking bumping traps I go with.
Yeah. Have you, do you got anything to play that's, like, Twisted's new shit?
Of course.
Their new shit?
Of course. We have everything from fucking Most Tasteless, the original, all the way up to fucking A New Nightmare.
I want to hear A New Nightmare, like, really bad.
Any particular track off A New Nightmare, or just any?
Surprise me.
All right, so let's see here. What would be good to go with? I think...
Teeny Miny Mo Technique, that works.
Yeah, I was like doing that because then, you know, I end up going with something really old. But how about we go with Twisted featuring Swarming Members, Falling Down?
Yes, that sounds good.
When it rains and it pours, people, they try to ignore the storm clouds that forms reality. But these renditions, they visit from door to door via taxes, bills, and transform the caskets and pills. Overdosing your closest homies on the verge of a breakdown. My relatives are relatively on their way now. Flowers and graves, but still we stay down. Till I take a turn eternal rest and lay down next to him in the ground. Sunshine, take away the pain now. It can't rain all day, all the time. Every second always looming round mine. Feeling like I wanna drop it. I'm planted up in the ground, and each raindrop is another problem falling on down. Still hoping that the clouds just open and everything open, dark to bright. Until then, my world's way deep and water wave. No sunlight as it rains all day and all night.
Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die. Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die.
I'm gonna let the rain fall, and I let my eyes become one with a window pane. As I'm riding a crazy train and I brought a chainsaw, hoping to maim all hopeless in the mind of my mind. But besides that, we're like exactly the same, y'all. I put my hand in the sky, this ain't no game and no lie. I'm not the guy to be waiting for something to happen to make it happen and get it cracked while the normal sit there and waiting to die. And the rain will wash it all away. I keep a lookout when I'm not around. But believe me, I'm just a call away. And it ain't my fault to say, can't hang with the rain, I bring. I'll just be for the day and make
nothing
up for the
water
thing
in my eye. As I look into the sky, it can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die. Nothing but water in my eye. As I look into the sky, it can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die.
Spinning media showers, spinning nuclear showers. Check my nucleus cluster, I got the spookiest powers. I am dark and demanding, I'll shoot a nuke at you cowards and stick my dick in a groupie and fucking puke on your flowers. Hey, lucky that I didn't overdose. I'm a sober ghost. Mad child slither like a cobra through the coldest snow. I'm claustrophobic, but I'm locked up in a lonely room. You can look into my mind, see exploding doom. I am twisted, I'm totally vicious. I brainstorm and drainstorms with brain in the ditches. Of course I am afraid of death. Do we really lay to rest? Do we really fly up in the sky?
Nothing
feel my
jaded
breath.
Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I replies, I really don't wanna die. Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I replies, I really don't wanna die.
What's the immortality? Does it mean that your battery is never gonna die? Given that it ever sell, heavy like an everybody, no one's ever ready for the trip to the sky. Why am I? No, not quite yet. But my flow overflow overthrows your cassette. Intention's just a word that I use when I serve all crews like a dinner plate. I refuse to lose crews in a state, then I bruise and abuse and intimidate. I ain't fitting away, that takes too long. My patience gone, my aim is off like Amazon with a boomerang. I'm ruling this thing. What school is you in? You ain't from Hard Knocks, maybe Four Knocks, old school, New York, real hip hop, new school, West Coast, we don't shit talk. We just kick off, tip off, play off, you soft feel, so take a day off. Make your move and I'll improve the payout. Approve the layout, I'm well designed, and I'm ahead of my time, so you should stay up.
As I look into the sky, it can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die. Nothing but water in my eye. As I look into the sky, it can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die.
And we're back. So what you think?
That's actually like I haven't got to listen to very many songs off of New Nightmare, so that's one of the ones I have not got to hear yet, so I like that.
Well, I believe they
like bits and pieces and shit because like I don't have the album yet.
Well, I believe they should have it up online right now for how much they want.
Yeah, I just got my internet back, so that's why I didn't know.
Yeah, they got it up for $10.99.
Yeah. I can get some money up, I'm going to get that shit.
Well, I believe there might be a few places that might have it up for free download, too.
Yeah,
Unfortunately, I can't message you back on Facebook because I'm in Facebook jail for 5 more days.
Okay, but you got my message and saw what it said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Making sure. Now, I lied. Okay, Down With Us, I have definitely heard, and I've seen the video, and I've reposted the video, and I've fucking retweeted all their fucking tweets about that video, and yeah. So, like, I fucking love that song, but I've heard a lot of everything from Son of a Bitch. Hold on.
I think that's one of the tracks.
Abominations. Yeah, that's what it is. God, I had, like, died for a minute there. My brain just shut off.
It happened.
Yeah, I've had it up on Spotify, and I've been listening to it every day for, like, the past month and a half.
Yeah, don't mind me. I'm looking at Charms up on JFB Gear.
Yeah.
I mean, usually I won't order a charm unless it's from, like, Hatchet Gear or something like that, but this time around, I think I will just because of the fact the way they're doing it is all donation. Like, I don't exactly know how the fuck they're doing it. I actually have to go look and see what the hell they're doing with it, but let's see. Go to the About Me side. And let's see. They are taking donations and, okay, let's see. The way they're doing it is, let's see. Basically, you make a donation, we send you a charm of your choice. The donations are being donated to Cancer Awareness Fund in the name of the Juggalos and to make more gear.
Yeah.
So the fact that that's just going toward cancer research, that's the only reason why I will definitely fucking do something to where like I can fucking make the donation, get a charm from them.
Yeah.
But other than that, I usually don't go to anybody else's, unless it's Hatchet Gear. But lately, there's just been fucking wanting you to pay out the ass for the fucking shit, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with another track because I gotta take a piss.
Alright.
Alright, so I think we're gonna go old school here. ICP, Wagon.
If I'm gonna die, I'm going out riding the wagon.
Here it comes, the horrifying midnight wagon. Sagging, lagging, dead body dragging. On a piece of string, they flop around and fling. Now shut your ass up and let the juggalos sing. It's the insane clown posse coming through, looking for the hickeys and the freakies and your ass too. Everybody gets a ride in the ghost car. Don't matter who you are, we're going straight to hell and it ain't far. Mr. Nevers, you seem to be the killjoy, so get your
Don't
and we're back. But,
what about kid pressure? You got any kid pressure?
Nope. We haven't had kid pressure. The track's playing a long ass time.
Fuck.
I don't even know if I have any kid pressure left on my computer. Oof. Let's find out.
Kid pressure's fucking off.
Let's see what comes up. Well, I do got some. Well, looks like I do got a shitload of kid crusher on my computer.
Woo!
So I'll put a track. Anything in particular that you want to hear about kid crusher?
Either make me your victim or what the fuck is that one with the song? I can't even remember. Hold on. I'll find it. Meet the Monsters. Either Make Me Your Victim or Meet the Monsters.
Alright, let me see here. I gotta see exactly what I have. I don't have
either
one
of
those.
Oh my god. Well then, I guess just pick
Wait,
one.
Wait, mine. I do have Make Your Victim.
Yes. That is the first song I ever heard by him, so yeah.
This person obviously has no idea where Flaw is from.
Mm-hmm.
I said apparently this person has absolutely no idea where the band Flaw is from, but not too surprised because not too many people know who Flaw is, but either way, we have them coming up on here tomorrow night for an interview, and next fucking Friday, the 30th, we got, of course, Dead Celebrity Status. Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And if I could ever catch... If I could ever catch the motherfucker on time, I'm gonna fucking... try and set up an interview with fucking what's his damn name? Bubba Sparks.
Wow, really?
Yep. Don't think I remember Dead Celebrity Status being on the radio, but okay. I think I'm about to give this motherfucker a video or something like that, so that way he gets to remember. That way he can remember who Flaw is. Oh wait,
yeah.
Never mind. Wait, never mind. He's asking about Flaw. Oops. Not Dead Celebrity Status. That's my fault. I mean, shit. We got two enemies with two fucking amazing bands coming up. So it's kind of hard to get them all again rowing in a row and shit, but There you go, Kid Crusher. Make Me Your Victim.
Yes.
Yeah. way deep down, under the earth, upside down. With my breath held deep while I suck your veins up on the back of your neck. And then I'm going for your spine. Fucking lyrical rhymes are wicked and combined. And ain't nobody gonna find what's left of mine. Because I'm taking it all, stripping it all down into my pit. There ain't no end to this. Suffering, 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 suffering. Then you hear the devil's throat scream like,
what?
Nobody's here to save you.
Yeah.
Welcome to my multi-mass murder sort of pit, y'all. This is part three, now let's count some fucking bodies. If you wanna be my victim, or you're gonna see his blood. If you wanna be my victim, or you're gonna see his blood. If you wanna be my victim, or you're gonna see his blood.
If you wanna be my victim, or you're gonna see his blood.
Turn off your lights, block me out of sight. Better hide now, bitch, where's my victim? You said I'm gonna fight, but you never see the light. Fuck your bitch down, but you're my victim.
Should be joining us very shortly here, even though he's usually late anyways. So, have you heard the new Zug Island yet?
No, I ain't.
Not yet. Well, let's see. Well, actually, what they ended up doing, they put out like a, like, I don't know, like in a way, like a best of album, but put like three new bonus tracks up on it. So, you can get with them right now. This is Zug Island with Licks of Flame.
Collide.
I think we'll go with some Big Hoodoo. Dude's a dope motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie about that. So let's see what kind of, actually, you know what, before we get into that, I think we'll go with a track by Dead Celebrity Status. This is actually one of the first singles that was actually released off of the album. There's also a video for it. It's called A Throwaway Kid. Make sure to look it up on Facebook, up on fucking YouTube, my bad. I'm like all confused with fucking Facebook right now. I'm up on there, up on YouTube and all this shit. But here we go. Dead Celebrity Status, A Throwaway Kid.
We come with you.
Hey, we're back. What up, Ghetto?
What up, Juggalo?
No, man, we were both wrong.
Well, I didn't even bother watching. So who was?
AJ Styles.
Huh. The two people it could have been, and they throw that dude in there.
Yeah, well, guess what? Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye, Devon.
Devon.
Yep.
I was for sure it's going to be somebody off of fucking Main Event Mafia.
Nope. Devon got pinned by AJ Styles and lost.
And now Devon is out of a job.
So then what was the whole point of that fucking Austin Aries thing then?
Well, they asked Austin Aries and then I guess he said no.
So he said no to both of them. How about that?
Yeah.
So having that all happen was just pointless.
But, oh, yeah, by the way, I sent you a invite to for a link page.
God damn it.
For the JFB gear store.
What the hell is that?
Like, you know, like they make charms and shit for, like, you know, for jugglers and shit. But unlike fucking with other assholes, you know, the fucking, the hell were they, the one by that, one remember that one dude that we don't like, Gene Hooks.
But I'm just saying, why did you send me a link to this now?
Well, this one's actually better, because, you know, I mean, yeah, their charms a little bit, like, $20 for charms, like, $15 for charms, but you know what? These guys, I actually support and back because of the fact, the way they do things is, you make a donation, and they send you a charm of your choice. The donations are actually being donated to cancer awareness funds in the name of Juggalos and to make more gear.
Wow, Juggalos doing something positive.
So I'm like Gene Hooks, who, you know, just makes money for himself just for the stupid fucking hatchets and things that he creates.
Yeah, he makes money just to make more shit.
Yeah, whereas these guys, they actually make stuff and sell it, but give the money to good things. I mean, like, let's see. They got money that goes towards cancer research, fucking a plastic anemia and MDS International Foundation. All right. So this is why I actually support them.
I see.
So, pretty good. So, definitely a good thing. They have chains though too. They also have T-shirts. The chains, like all chains, are $22. A combo charm and chain. It's about $42 plus $3 to ship. T-shirts, they go from adult size, small to 2X, or for $15. 3X to 5X is $20. Youth and toddlers, $10. Shipping is $6 any size in the U.S. Color charms are being done. The color will chip over time, so if you want to return it, we will redo the charm and return it to you for a $3 fee. That's what this is.
What the hell are the charms made out of?
The terms are made out of stainless steel.
And what charms do they have?
Man, they have a shitload.
How much are the charms? How much are the charms?
They vary between some are like 15, others are like 20. Let's see. They have a JFB Design 2 Army charm, which is like $15. They've got an ABK charm for $25. We got a Blaze charm for $25. They have the Miracles Butterfly charm. Well, it would just be tired. But you can actually get it off of eBay. They got a JP Juggalo Parents logo charm for $15. A wheelchair hatchet girl, $20. Only one available. They got a 2.5-inch custom twisted charm, $25. Let's see. They got chains that go from 20 to 22, 24, and 30 inches. They also got car window decals, $5, red or white. They also have double-sided letters with your name on one side, and then apparently the logo for them on the other side, which is $23. They got fucking a JFB collector's peace pipe hatchet for $30.
Did you just say they charge $23 for a lighter?
Yes. Well, it's a Zippo lighter, that's why.
Oh.
They got Boondocks charm. They got a Shangri-La charm for $30 plus $2 shipping. They got a Ringmaster charm. They got a Weedman charm. They have a SOA charm. I don't know what the hell the SOA stands for, but I think it's Soldiers of, I don't know, something. They got a fucking Great Balenco charm for $25. They've got a Head PE charm for $23. Let's see.
Dude, who the hell you fighting with tonight?
No one. Let's see, they got a Bloodstain charm, which I won't go for that because I can't stand Bloodstain now. They got another Boondocks charm, for like $20. They have a Bang Pow Boom charm, which I'm going to get to say $25. They got, of course, the Hatchet Man running with the Lotus Cross.
There you go.
They have a Amazing Jekyll Brothers charm. Actually, they have both Jake and Jack. Let's see. They got a Wraith charm as well. Both Wraiths, actually. Again, Shangri-La and Hell's Pit. Let's see. They have a charm that says, fuck you.
There you go.
else they have? They also have, actually, they actually have every single Joker's card, the Charm set. They got, of course, Carnival Carnage, Ringmaster, like I said, Riddle Box, Great Malenko, Jekyll Brothers, The Wraith, Bang Pow Boom, and looks like Mighty Death Pop.
Well, there you have it.
Yep. Which is fucking pretty fucking sweet, though, too. I mean, I wouldn't get a goddamn fucking, Mighty Death Pop charm.
Oh, you know that's your, you know that's your favorite CD.
I'm sorry, no. That's the dual one. That's a whole new generation there. We actually had a caller tonight, but she left.
And who was that?
Her name is fucking Sarah. Apparently, we knew her as another name, though, that she don't use anymore, a.k.a. Freak Bitch from Kentucky.
Nope.
Yeah, but I still had no idea who the fuck she was even now. She told me Freak Bitch.
No idea.
Yeah, no, man, she called in. She made a couple requests, which is awesome.
About time somebody did.
Yeah, she called in and requested any track off of A New Nightmare. She requested Kid Crusher, so luckily I still had that on my computer.
Yeah, I sure as hell don't have any of that.
Well, I think it's funny how AJ Styles is now a face again.
Well, it's only right since they brought that one dude in, and he was on the other side, and AJ Styles was on their side, and he went to their side.
No, but, like, it's funny, cause, like, you know, like, he came out as a heel first, and then it all of a sudden transformed into a fucking face right there, like, on the fucking stage.
No, the hell knows. Them damn people were all over the place.
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, they get people all over the place on fucking WWE, too.
Not really.
Okay, to answer me this. Would you consider Bray Wyatt a face or a heel or somewhere in between?
A heel.
Oh, but I'm just like, I mean, let's see, you got like the likes of Kane, who you don't even know, we don't know if he's a face or a heel or what the hell he is anymore.
Man, he was a face for the longest time.
Yeah. And now he's trying to transition back into a heel.
Well, now he's going to take a little break off and work on that movie that he's in. Then he'll be back. Who knows what he'll be back as, though.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe he'll come back as a fake Undertaker.
How the hell are you going to come back as a fake Undertaker when Undertaker is bald now?
I don't know. First off, moron, you can't spell needles correctly.
So can you tell me who that person was talking about in that wrestling conversation? Kept calling him Bryant.
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 I have no clue.
Trying to talk about Daniel Bryan, he kept calling him Daniel Bryant.
That's like that fucking one chick that kept saying Crispin Wah.
Who?
Well, she was trying to say Chris Benoit, but kept calling him Crispin.
I guess they're trying to refer to that joke that people always like to make.
I guess so.
But shit, at least Miss Testmarker's back though.
Yeah. Again, she could have chosen somebody better to be with, but she chose Bully Ray.
Man, whenever he was like, come out here, man, I was like, man, it's going to be like Dixie Carter.
Why the hell would he call Dixie Carter Brooke?
Well, you know what I'm saying? He was trying to fool people with shit, and, you know, he said we'd be shocked. So I was like, well, it should be her. Nobody would expect that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be having it. We will be having a couple of listeners tomorrow night for the interview.
Oh, yeah, who's that? The band.
Dude's name is Andrew. He's friends with Kissel.
Friends with Kissel?
Yeah.
A friend of Kissel,
yeah,
can tune in, but Kissel can't tune in.
But yeah, cause he commented up on the flyer and shit, and so I guess he's gonna be tuning in. I guess he's gonna be bringing his homie Jeff in to tune in.
Well, there you go. They can have some questions.
Hell yeah. And Kissel, you're fired.
Damn.
Well, today is Thursday.
That is right.
Hey, I wasn't even thinking
about that. See what happens when I actually decide to watch TNA? Completely forget what the fuck's going on. But I gotta say, they actually put on a decent show tonight.
Yeah, they did.
So why do they keep changing the name of that fucking mask?
Which one? Oh, Manic?
Suicide.
Well, it was Suicide for a good long while, but then I guess because of the whole fucking fact that Austin Aries decided to steal the fucking suit that day and become Suicide, they changed the name from Suicide to Manic.
Weren't they calling him like Maniac or some shit at one point?
Nah, it was Manic. I think Taz was just referring to him as a fucking maniac.
Who the fuck knows?
I don't.
And how many damn people could you possibly have in a street fight? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know, right? Like a fucking fatal four-way street fight. What the hell?
Well, then, plus, like, three extra people. No, four extra people. It was like an eight-man street fight.
Yeah, it really was.
And then they let Abyss win.
Of course.
I mean, Joseph Parks.
Yeah. I'm going to guess and say that they didn't want to get sued.
So they're still trying to pull it off like that dude can't wrestle.
Yep.
So they got another team formed, huh? That's just what they need.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, they could have saved all the trouble of this whole fucking shit. You know, of doing, instead of doing 2 weeks of it, they could have just did it and put it on pay-per-view and had the whole fucking thing and that, like, all in one night.
Could have. But, that was one hell of a celebration that Bully Ray had, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wasn't even a fucking celebration.
Well, for him it was.
Well, I mean, shit, man, he got a hot ass bitch to come out and make out with him and suck his finger. I mean,
yeah, I guess it was
kind of a celebration. Yeah, that guy shouldn't talk either. He's like Big E.
Which one, Tito?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
You got him walking around all weird, too. Like, what the fuck is creepy motherfucker?
Well, if you didn't know, I think the reason why he was walking all weird and shit is because of the fact he had the fucking hammer in his belt.
Man, I don't think that's why. I just think he's was really walking that way.
I got 5 movies to watch tonight
so
or
wait,
tomorrow.
So Devon, he's leaving. How many times is this now that he's leaving?
Yeah, but I'm sure Bully Ray will try to find some way to get him to keep him. Either that or Devon's going to go back to the WWE.
Yeah, right. They don't want him. Yeah, he'll come back as a Paul Heyman guy.
Or a Paul Heyman girl.
Or a girl, yeah.
So I think it's funny how me and you, like, you got fucking Blue Lantern as your name, and me, I got Mr. Clown, but a couple people ended up getting Mr. Horse. And the funny thing is, one of the people that got Mr. Horse is a chick.
Having these two names, it kind of makes me think of the Green Lantern and then Watchmen.
And Rye Malenko-Shaw got Neon Dwarf. Yeah. I don't even understand what those fucking names that we end up getting. I mean, I don't mind Mr. Clown. But the fact that the chick got Mr. Horse is just creepy.
Well, some bitches look like horses.
Like her.
Does she really look like a horse?
eat like a horse.
I'm just saying, like, you know, they got, like, the horse mouth and their big-ass teeth and shit. They got gums.
Got some big old titties. What did you say, Lentil?
Lentil?
Yeah.
He said he wants to stuff your stock.
No. Nah. He ended up commenting on the Flaw Flyer saying, one of my favorite bands when I was younger. Of course, I have to work, damn it.
When he was younger?
Yeah.
How old is that? How old is that, though?
I don't know.
That's what I'm just saying, man. They only been around since, what, like, early 2000 or something like that?
Yeah, about there.
I'm just saying, man. They haven't been around that long. So, I wonder how old that dude is.
I'm going to guess and say 28,
29. Dude, he's older than me.
Yeah, he was born in 85.
So, well, I don't understand why he said when he was younger. But anyway. Because when they first came around or whatever, and I first heard about them, I was like at least 14 years old or something like that.
Yeah, same here. Let's see, where else am I going to promote this shit at?
I didn't see them, but they were on, like, Ozfest, like, 2002.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm going to post the fuck out of this shit and, single jugglers and jugglers.
Man, there's nothing but haters in that group. And Rain Man.
I don't even know why the fuck he's in there for.
He's in there complaining about everything. That's like an Indian. I don't know, that dude just likes to hear himself talk.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna rub it in his fucking face that we get Flaw.
Well, they could have had Flaw too if they showed up.
And the fact that we also have Dead Philly Stats coming up next week for a second time. Yo, I keep forgetting that we got fucking THC on the soundboard.
The what?
THC, True High Class. AKA Illegal and Mistrust.
Jeez. No, never heard of them together.
Yeah, this was like way back, like a long ass time ago.
Never cared to listen to that second girl, but Illegal, I mean, she was alright.
Yeah, she's fucking dope.
She put on a very bad performance at that, what was that, New Year's Eve Ninja Party.
Oh, no, I mean, she did fucking pretty badass at the fucking Hookah Nights back in 09, like.
Didn't she quit rapping or something?
Yeah, but from what I'm hearing, she's back.
Of course she's back. People will just stop.
So where the fuck is Rayman's post at? Because I want to report him.
I'm sure you'll see him if you scroll down far enough.
Not Tim Griffin.
Not very many people posting there.
True. Oh, nobody wants to chat with your ugly ass. And, that juggalo looking for a juggalette, you completely spelled juggalette wrong. You're missing an E. So, you're not going to find a letter anytime soon until you learn how to spell.
Oh, man. That'll never happen.
Angel Firestoll. The fuck you look like? I am black and sexy. Nice to...
Man, I don't know who the fuck he's looking at in that group, man. I don't see nobody that look good.
Angel Firestoll.
None of them people in there look good.
Trust me. Yo, go look at Angel Firestorm. She look good.
No, I'm good.
If you want fucking black chick, I'd fuck the shit out of. Now back to reporting fucking Fireman. Or Rayman.
Fireman.
The fact I just called him Fireman, it's, kind of, it's funny as all hell.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Hey, let's see. McAfee. Him. Second, it could be possible that I have Rayman on fucking block, so I can't tell if I won't be able to see him.
I don't know. So earlier, I was walking my dog, and some person was riding by on their bike, and dude's like, ICP. It's like, what up, Juggalo?
Dude, yo, that's like fucking earlier today. Like, I went to work to pick up some fucking paperwork, and dude fucking goes, Juggalo! Like all loud and shit, like, what the fuck?
Said, man,
hey,
he was
the ugly fuck.
On his damn bike, he said that or whatever. I was like, what the hell? Juggalo's popping out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, come on. It's been a while since I've even seen a Juggalo in Danbury. Also, this motherfucker, who I've seen once before when I was working on carts, didn't say shit to me. Now,
see, man, that's what's up, though, man. Like, you see somebody walking by, driving by or something, you say, what up, man? See, it's not that hard.
Yeah. Oh, shut the fuck up there, Rain Man. You yourself are an attention whore yourself, so you can't complain.
Exactly, right? Been that way for quite a while.
Yeah, pretty much.
And on top of that, he always has to be right. Although he'll never learn, he never trusts the right people. He always gets people fucking his shit up.
Yeah, like YouTube.
No, I'm talking about like MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, fucking all that shit. Tiny Chat.
I'm going to report you as spam and being annoying. Or as abuse.
Report him as an attention whore.
Let's see if, well, let me see if it gives me this, that, option. Nope. No, let's see. Yes, this post is about me or a friend. No, this post is about something else. Spam or scam. There we go. On spam, we'll call him a scam. Enjoy there, Rain Man. You've been reported.
Yeah, it's not going to be removed, though.
Of course not.
Facebook doesn't like to remove anything.
Of course not. You got this one dude fucking saying, yeah, I'm not saying anymore, so please remove me, but yet you're still in the group.
These damn people don't realize that they can leave.
Yeah, I know, right?
They have that option.
You and me. I'm in FB jail for another 4 days. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to play some THC. That way, you check them out together.
If we must.
Here we go, it's so high.
Hopping in a way that hides rotation, cyber space with a smile on my face. Get big like lace, get laid like waves of face. Faded, I made my kid. Inhale, exhale, my brain's been pale. It's set, tell me right like a taser rain. Inhale, the vape, but it's saved by the flavor. Taste the rainbow, tell me like save. I'll take your place, start ready. Set, spot, place, and pot. So we running out of paper. Blowing smoke, my face is inflated. Hey, oh, let's go. Be sedated, high elevated, heavy medicated. Meditate where the gateway is. We to me like a beach to eat and green. Sweet, sweet leaves, reaping season. Being all extra prudent.
see. And as usual, I sent out a phone request at some point in time, and now I'm back in jail for 30 days.
Yeah, that happens.
It says, if you do not change your behavior, you could be permanently blocked from sending friend requests. I pretty much am.
Yeah, pretty much.
What the hell? It says, I understand that sending friend requests to people I don't know well is considered harassment.
Ghetto stuff harassing people now.
I didn't realize making friends on the internet, it was harassment.
Well, now we know.
What the fuck? Give us feedback. I'll give you feedback.
You know, I was about to tell the dude fucking Roger to fucking add me, but, now never mind. I don't want him mad at me because he calls people bro.
What is the primary reason you want to connect with these people? Why do I have to take a fucking survey on why I wanted to add this person? I don't even know who the hell it was.
Do they want you to take a survey about it?
Survey says... I wanna be friends with people I know well. I can't do that on Facebook.
Yeah, because apparently you don't know them. You're a stranger to them. People are just... Yeah.
I'd be like a real badass by now. I'm in and out of jail every day.
It's true. It's damn true. But you know, that same thing would go for me and you. I want to see what they're trying to find that shit.
Find what?
I'll just tag you in it.
What the fuck is that?
PS3.
hurts. What the hell is it, though?
At your bed. A shitload of hedgemen in there.
Okay, and what is it doing? Just being a picture?
Yeah. Picture, like, and it changes the entire fucking, thing of fucking hegemon. Yeah, I think, okay, he said download.com. I'm trying to find a fucking download.com. Okay. You have to reinstall. Theme that you like, then click download here. Let's see if we can find some shit here. Music. No, I don't want the fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hell no, I don't want no fucking Mac Miller. Get the fuck out of here. M, no. Zomboy, no. Jedi Mind Trick, no. Motherfucker, stop bringing me up fucking Mac Miller and Gucci Mane. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it had to have been this fucking bitch right here. Fucking reporting me, dumb cunt.
Which one?
How can I report her?
Go for it. No fucking One Direction either. Talking like an Arab now. What the hell? Never be the Arab. Never do. I Ah, there we go. Strange music. No, no, fuck you, squirrel. It's gonna die off a cliff. Earth? Who the fuck is this? But how do you fucking... I just want to search. Hollywood Undead, Mariah Carey, Papa Roach, Iron Maiden, Ozzy Osbourne. I'm going to just go searching and see what the fucking sign here.
I reported her picture as pornography.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the Respect Squad.
The what?
Yeah. Well, as you refer to it as the Respect Squad.
Speaking of which, if it was this bitch that was fucking that did that shit, I got fucking pictures of her naked, man.
Damn. Hold that bitch up. Not great, this shit froze.
This is annoying or distasteful humor. I'm going to report a picture of her cat.
Oh, man. There we go. Search theme.
I'm going to report a picture of her cat and say it's pornography.
Man, you would.
I did.
But I don't want South Park. I want Insane Clown Posse. What the fuck? Out of war? No. Fuck you. Go suck it. Go sucky for 5 hours. There we go. Let's see if I can find a Hatchet Man one. Then I'm gonna go to fucking Tech Nine one.
I think you're gonna play a song.
What track would you like me to play?
I don't know. I don't really have something to play.
I'll go with a random pick.
Wonderful.
Random. Random as fuck, random could be. This might be. Nah, oh, damn it, it's not even up on here. Oh well. We go with this.
So now who are you blocking?
You, for saying that we're back.
Okay, fine, we're not back. We're just secretly here talking.
And I saw that girl that commented on the post or whatever. I have no idea who that girl is.
That makes two of us.
But you said she said we knew her. She lied.
Yeah, pretty much. There we go.
Yay.
The thing told me to fucking write a little biography about myself. I said, name is Havoc. I'm a juggalo, 26 years old, run Juggalo by Rio. All you need to know.
They need your whole fucking life story, Havoc.
Oh, then I'll get my whole life story.
Talk about how you came out the womb of a white lady and you were a black kid.
Hey, I'm not chill now.
No. He came out of a black lady as a white kid. Yeah,
true. A little bit of a cross of a spit there. Well, Spanish dude.
What?
He came out as a white dude. Well, a little bit of a cross of a Mexican.
How does he come out of a black lady as a Mexican?
Well, he's half white, half Mexican.
Whatever you say.
Oh, your mom was like a Mexican sometimes.
I didn't know Mexicans mumbled.
They speak Spanish, don't they?
That's not mumbling.
For him it is. Okay, now how the fuck do I get back to where I needed to be, motherfuckers? Oh, there we go. Visit site. Oh, great, someone just had a comment on something.
Joy.
Single, low, looking for a let in Wyoming. Well, just shell up there.
Man, that's what Facebook tells me all the time. Well, you're shy of luck. Oh, you want to add somebody? You're shit out of luck. Oh, you want to post something? No, you're shit out of luck, man.
That is what it is. But I'm pretty sure that's what they tell everybody nowadays on Facebook.
Like everything you're about to do on there, man, Facebook just laughs at you. You go to press OK. You wish.
Yeah.
Like, how well do you know the picture that you're posting?
Yes, you know, look.
I would just like you to take this 5-question survey about this post you're about to make.
Yes, you know, look.
Why did you decide to type this?
Yes, you know,
how
look.
Long did it take you to type this? Why are you on Facebook typing this?
You're shit out of luck.
You're shit out of luck. I'm blocking you for 30 days.
Go back. Let's go look at these other themes here. You know, Gil, you should check this shit out, man. They actually got some dope fucking themes up on here.
Nope.
They go from being Juggalo to Irish.
No.
Yes.
You're shit out of luck.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
There we go. Now let's see if we can find some twisted ones.
You're shit out of luck.
I found one. That's from Freak Show.
There you go. The best CD.
Hell yeah. It's always dope if I can actually find. Now with this site, I can fucking have like a shitload of themes going on for my fucking PS3.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Easy there, Darren Young.
Man, he's a ripoff.
Yeah, of Rico.
I don't mean because he's gay.
Boondocks. They probably know the fuck Boondocks is up on this thing. Oh, look, they have one Boondocks. It's looks like from, I want to say Crimson Creek. Yeah, I'm not going to give you a like on this shit. I'm just going to fucking download it, so fuck you.
It's not very nice.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Two of the motherfucking backgrounds and themes this dude has. Oh, this one take me to his fucking into his fucking page, so let's find another way to do his page. Ah, they are on the music, okay. Well, let's see what we can find for. Let's go old school and go with, I don't know, Zug Island. If there's nothing for Zug Island, then I'm just going to say fuck you and quit.
Man, you'd be lucky if they know who the fuck Zug Island is.
That's true. Nope, they don't know who Zug Island is.
See?
So we can find Selena Gomez.
Well, that was
nah.
Wrong.
Well, it's supposed to be random. And I should plug my fucking keyboard back in. it's annoying having to use my fucking PS3 controller.
Yes.
There we go. Selena Gomez. You know, it'd be dope if these fucking themes came with, like, fucking music or something like that. Like, you know, like when it turns on, like, you like, chicken on.
Man, I thought you were talking about the Selena Gomez one. Talking about, I love you like a love song,
dude. Hey, like, what? That'd be too.
She's like, what the fuck?
I see. Herbs. Yeah, man, yeah, you should definitely check this shit out, though, man.
No.
You can get, hey, you can get to it through your PS3, which is fucking awesome. You know, my PS3 is fucking retarded sometimes.
I don't know, man. The whole internet thing doesn't ever usually work on my PS3.
Oh, damn.
Like, I don't know whatever the fuck, the browser thing or whatever the fuck don't ever open.
Walking Dead. Let's see if they got anything for that as well. Miami Dolphins. No, there ain't.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's like a do with the Walking Dead.
That's what the fucking well. I typed in Disturbed, and I got the Miami Dolphins with the two.
It's not even close.
Hell nah. But this fucking Disturbed one's fucking dope, though, man. It's, so I'm going to go download that, and then I'm going to go look for The Walking Dead. If they have one, I'll let you know.
Man, unless you can, like, send me some shit, man, I ain't even bother looking.
I'd have to try. Alright, Walking Dead, Walking Dead, Walking Dead. Let me put out my cigarette, put out my cigarette, put out my cigarette.
Put out your cigarette, put out your cigarette, put out your cigarette.
There we go. Walking. Let me. Walking Dead. Walking Dead. Walking Dead. Let's find out. Has to load. Has to load. Has to load. They have 11 for The Walking Dead. Got the game. That you got a, like the Walking Dead game, I think it's a theme here. Walking Dead clan. Walking Dead animated. Yeah, they got like a shitload of fucking Walking Dead ones, man. I just gotta figure out which one I wanna go with. That piece actually looks pretty dope. Look, I mean, it looks like you got one that, like, makes the fucking shit look like look like a gun or something like that. And it's all dead. I want you to go. I'm gonna download this one. I'll try to send it to you.
Okay then.
That's fucking sick, though. I'm gonna bookmark this site. Figured it out already. Alright, now let's see if I can send this to you, man. I don't want that one, motherfuckers. Oh, fuck, I didn't want that one. So, let's go with... Go back to that fucking site. Hello, somebody decided to add me on Facebook. Smokey Portland. Don't know who the fuck you are, so go the fuck away. Alright, bookmarks.
Report them.
Yeah, I'm gonna. No, not adding you. I do not know you outside of Facebook.
Yeah, take that, bitch.
Overwrite and save. And download complete.
With resolution 720px. How the fuck do you change shit on here?
I have no clue.
Cause that's why this internet thing won't open.
No, it still works.
No, it doesn't.
Press the start button.
Okay.
And then go to PS, let's see, what is it, it's www.ps3-themes.com.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, pretty much.
www.ps3. PS3 what? Dash. how the fuck do you do dash? Dash.
It's there.
Themes?
Yeah. Yeah. .com. Well, this is fucking retarded. There we go. That looks better.
So now what?
Scroll over.
Okay.
And you see, you should see a search button there. Well, option. Click on that.
Now, what the hell am I even looking for? What is this shit gonna do?
You look for Walking Dead, and then when, like, once you find one that you like, you're gonna click on it. You can click on the title, it's gonna bring it to you, and then you can go down to where it says download here. And pretty much what that's gonna do is, that's horrible color. You can't even see shit. Hold on.
And hey, look, it's the twisted one.
Yep.
Is there more than that?
Yeah, there's a shitload. You just gotta scroll down and find the one that you want. And I did not want fucking Wicked. I wanted fucking Freak Show.
Whoop whoop, thanks fam. What the
hell? There we go. That's so much better. Once you have it downloaded, you can go to your settings, go down to theme settings, click on theme, and scroll down, and you'll be able to switch up your themes.
Whatever you say.
That's pretty easy. Sound, or at least lower it.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's Sophia.
Huh. I'm thinking about maybe buying this fucking Yu-Gi-Oh game.
No, nobody wants to do that.
I do.
No, you don't.
How the fuck did I download this game, Death Track?
So what the hell do I click on, to download it?
Say download here. Scroll down a little bit ways, like underneath the picture, it'll give me a link where it says download here, and it'll just download.
There ain't no damn link. So I gotta click on the picture?
No, do you see, like, the title of it, like, above the picture?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh. Jeez. 2,998 KBs.
Yeah.
All right, it said download complete.
Now, exit out of the browser. And then go over to your settings and go down to theme settings. Stop your counting, motherfucker, and just delete this damn game.
Go down to what setting? Theme settings.
And then you should see where it says theme. Just click that one. That's the first one you see. Click it.
Ah, there we go. Why won't Carl stay in the house?
I think you probably got the animated one.
Yeah.
That's why.
I like it because now all my icons are all fucking bloody. That's awesome.
Yep, that's what it does.
My controller's all bloody. That's sick. That's usually how my controllers look after I'm trying to reverse moves in WWE 13. Go ahead and laugh, but I'm serious.
You know, I think deleting these fucking emails out of my fucking email would be a lot easier if I do it through my fucking PS3. My,
wow.
I'm
actually pointing out the obvious there. I'm going to delete my emails out of my email.
Well, no, like what I mean is if I do it through my fucking iPod. It makes it easier for me, so that way I don't have to, you know, keep clicking on every single fucking email just to delete it.
Well, duh.
Haley Ann, thank you for making it so much easier for me to go to the fucking 40 there. This is 49. And there we go. There we go. Now to refresh it. See what happened to my...
That doesn't look like ICP.
Who does it look like?
Call of Duty.
Man, you might have accidentally downloaded the Call of Duty one.
No, I didn't download anything. I typed in freaking ICP and it fucking gave me 21 results that have nothing to do with ICP.
Go to the second page of that one. It's all right there. Badass, like one of the ones I downloaded, like it makes like the entire fucking like every single icon is full except for the for one. And the fucking Hatchetman.
Wow, they have like no options.
Yeah, I just went with the random one.
go with the one in the with them in the suits.
Bookmark. Let's see what we get for bookmarks here.
Say fuck Mars.
No, I said bookmarks. I don't know where you heard John Vick, whatever the fuck your name is, go the fuck away. I do not want to be invited to your circle.
What?
Bad for that fucking chick fucking, some chick fucking added me to something called a circle.
Man, if anybody want to invite you to a circle, you should always decline.
Yeah, let's see what they have for Tech Nine. Then KMK afterwards. And then next, WWE! I'm hoping they have something for fucking AJ.
Yeah. Good call.
They have one Tech Nine at Tech Nine Fire.
Okay.
I will download it. See what happens. Three HD backgrounds with fire.
They ain't got no Dark Lotus. You fucking pricks.
Okay, let's see here. WWE.
Wow. They definitely ain't got nothing for AJ.
I don't want Brock Lesnar. Hey, look, Brothers of Destruction. Maybe. Divas. Oh, hell yeah. Dude, Candice Michelle. Oh, no, Christy Hemme, my bad.
Wait, why is that Brothers of Destruction when Undertaker's the only one in it?
I have no clue, but scroll down to the WWE Divas version 0.03. It's the Playboy edition.
Hell yeah. I have.
It comes with a slideshow and a static theme.
Slideshow.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude. This is fucking awesome. Well, I found one of AJ, but it's with CM Punk.
Why does it tell me I got to be logged in to see this?
You probably have to log in to see that one. Well, oh, hell yeah. Dude, I'm going for it. Fucking Lita. Yeah, it's a good pipe. Yeah, you might. Well, actually, if you're still on your computer, all you got to do is just sign up. That way it's free. And then you can see, like, every single one. No, I don't want Randy Orton.
But I don't want to sign up.
Boy Wilson. Hey, look, it's Maurice. That has nothing to do with the people. Maurice. Huh?
But how the fuck do you go back on a page?
L1. Ooh, Maria.
Hey, there's Maurice right there.
Yeah, I just might go with the Kansas, the one with fucking. Hell yeah, WWE, there we go, that one looks dope. It turns a lot of your icons into fucking Divas, too.
Floyd.
I think I want the Playboy one. I don't give a fuck if it's the tits and ass are fucking and that pussy fucking blurred out or not. I want.
Somebody's demanding.
There we go. I'll fucking lead an animated one.
Hey, look, there's Velvet Sky.
Yeah, I saw her. I'm definitely down on her ass.
That one's kind of gay looking, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna steal that fucking Lita one too. Shit.
Hell yeah. She looks good.
She always looked good.
Oh yeah. For the best experience possible, please drop the background brightness. Theme settings, background brightness. I recommend -1 or -2. Now let's see, I'm gonna definitely go for my fucking Christy Hemme one.
We're down to Christy Hemme, baby. Come on, motherfucker.
There we go, Christy Hemme. It's a slideshow. It's like a 14 picture slideshow too.
How many damn Maurice ones do they have?
I don't know. If I type in lesbian.
Lesbian?
What the
hell?
Yeah, lesbian.
Search result for lesbian 3.
Just came in my fucking theme. Oh my God, yes. Tori Wilson naked, hell yeah. Dude,
going to Divas fucking HD, and you get to see pictures of fucking all the pictures from fucking from the Playboys of them naked. Oh my God, yes, I love it. I love it a lot. Christy Hemme, you got some beautiful, beautiful tits, baby. I don't know, but the leader one's fucking dope because it comes with a fucking video, like her entrance video. But I'm sorry, but I want to go back to the Divas slideshow. It looks so much better. Fuck you, I don't want to do that. There we go. Okay, so the static one comes with 16 fucking pictures. Let's see what fucking pictures we get for that one. Yeah, Maria. Oh, Maria, Maria. Fucking Tech 9-1. It comes with sound. Interesting.
Get it now. I get it.
Okay. Each time you hit like one of the, it's like a ply or whatever, you actually get different fucking themes.
I did not notice.
Well, except for the Walking Dead one.
What?
Except for the Walking Dead one, you know.
What about it?
Well, the one I got doesn't switch. But all the other ones that I have do switch around. Dude, that's like fucking badass. And one of them that I have actually come, the fucking shit actually turns into like fucking Hatchet Man and Hatchet. Yeah, baby.
But we're going back to the slideshow because that's where it's at.
Right.
I mean, come on, man. Like, I know,
you know, like, you fucking definitely wanted to have
all the fucking Playboys as your fucking back, as your background for your fucking, for your PS3.
I don't need them on my PS3. I have
them. Tori Wilson's got a fucking beautiful pussy. Man, if she wasn't married to fucking Paul London, I'd fuck the shit out of her in a heartbeat. Hey, look, it's Maurice. Maria.
So, sign up for the site is free.
Yeah. Find the best one. Yep, there it is. Tori Wilson, all wet and naked. Fucking perfect. Maurice has a nice fucking camel toe. Yep, we'll stick with that one. Perfect. Promote some more. Let's go with the pornographic messiah. See what the fuck they got up in here. Now this is a band. Ah, fuck. I think I should leave this group.
What?
Because it's not in English. I don't know what fucking language it's in. I think it's Russian or maybe French. Apparently, Pornographic Messiah is a band. We'll find out where the fuck they're from, and then that way we can help out a hell of a lot more. Nah. Yep. Okay, they're France, Italy, Morocco, and the French Riviera. Explains why I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Ghetto G, ghetto gur go. Wait, where was what I was just looking at?
I don't know.
It was gold dust. Yeah, there it is. No, it's like it said like ghetto go go.
Sound good.
Yeah,
we should try and get them up on JR.
You?
I want to play. I want to fucking right click, save it, link as pornographic messiah, traffic code, red fashion. Yeah. Now I got me a new band. Oh, I have a message. No. What is activities? Allie Nicole is one is following you. Who the fuck are you? Oh, okay. Looks like she makes beats. I'll follow back. I'm actually going to send you this link to her. Go get her. You want some new beats?
No.
Well, you're getting the link anyways. Ah, what the fuck? Really? Facebook, really?
Yes, really.
No, they changed it up to where, like, if you simply, like, when you send a link, it's like, okay, like, how you do it with the post and shit, like, you post the link, like, it puts that little fucking info on the bottom. Yeah, they did that with fucking the IMs now. They may not speak English in this group, but, and they don't fucking allow you to post in the group either.
Yeah, leave.
I'm definitely leaving. Come on. We ain't allowed to post in the group. Like, you're gonna really make it so that way you can't talk in a fucking group? That's pointless and bullshit.
Pointless and bullshit.
Okay, fine. It's pointless bullshit. There you go. For the other middle group. I hope so. Like, post up in there. Yep, metalheads, there we go. Look, another metal group I didn't realize I was a part of.
Damn thing that you downloaded, man. Did you download all three of them?
Which one? The Divas one?
Yeah.
I only done one. Well, two of them. The static one really isn't much of a thing. Like, click that one, they get to keep fucking clicking apply for different picks. But if you go for the one that's HD. Yeah, like you get like 14 picks all together with that one, and it's an actual fucking slideshow. All right, now I'm staring at Maurice's camel toe.
See.
And her fucking beautiful fucking tits. At least I think it's Maurice.
Wow. Don't even know if it's her.
Well, no, because it doesn't even look like her that much. So I'm just calling her Maurice.
Okay, then.
I figured out you could actually post more than one link at a time because of the fact it actually allows you. That's what it's up.
Yeah, that's what I want my background to be.
I figured you would.
Some Alexis Texas.
Ooh, there's Alexis Texas up on that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going for that motherfucking bitch. Moving on.
The simple thing. La la la.
What
was that? Christina Scabbia.
What?
Christina Scabbia, like she's a part of Lacuna Coil.
This theme does contain nudity.
Well, that's why we want it.
Duh.
They really need to put a fucking advisory warning up on that shit? Four pictures, motherfucker. Four things. Let's see here. Got this one. Got the slideshow. I'm gonna go with the slideshow. JavaScript to open up a new fucking window.
Yeah, that damn bastard. may contain nudity. Good.
I don't know why they need to tell us that, but okay.
I don't even understand why there's these backgrounds on this.
I have no clue.
There's damn perverts on here.
back to the cold. I want my chip.
I think I'm gonna end up mixing up my fucking chicken and waffle potato chips with my fucking cheesy garlic bread one.
How are you gonna lie to me? That's not her.
Well, they lied to you and said.
Huh?
Wait, so it's not fucking Alexis, Texas?
No, they tried to tell me it was Sophie D, but it's not.
Yeah, speaking of Christina Scabbia, let's see if I can find her. Give me my fucking liquid of oil. You know? Let's see. Beavis. And Butthead. Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut up before I stab you in the fucking eye. Hakuna Matata.
That's nothing, son.
Oh. Yes. Christina Scabbia.
Oh, they have two. They have.
They got two of Christina here. Yes. And we'll go for fly leaf. She's fucking sexy. That's one of the sexiest Italian women I've ever seen in my life. Now, why can't there be more like her?
I don't know.
To make more fucking Christina Scabbia. Well, Scabby, yes, I should say. Download. Oh, download. Yeah. I wonder. Underworld. I thought it was a flyleaf. Oh, fuck you too. And your little stupid, sad smiley face there.
Oh,
in the world.
Man, I swear, this kid probably bring me a fucking pictures of hell, too. Five pictures.
Yes, that was fucking amazing.
Underworld Awakening theme, dynamic. Yes. Underworld Hybrid. No. Tomb Raider, Underworld. That has nothing to do with what I'm looking for, bitch. Although, you know, the fucking video game version of Lara Croft was actually all fucked too. I don't want the Underworld Awakening one, or the one where it looks like there's blood. And it's still.
I can't. Fine. Ooh, I wonder,
Spring Breaker, so let's see if we can find that shit. I download me some fucking Kate Beckinsale. Spring Breakers, you're gonna probably get fucking like girls gone wild and shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna download that Underworld one too. I don't know why you're looking for Kate Beckinsale whenever she was in those pictures that you just downloaded.
Oh yeah, I know that. I'm just saying. She's sexy as fuck.
Damn it, fuck your smiley face, sad face, dang-a-ma-jigger.
They couldn't find nothing for that?
No. Fine. The seven girls gone wild. Nothing found. Well, fuck you too.
Yeah.
Ah, hell yeah, anime. So that's what they got for anime.
Wow.
Wolf's Rain. Naruto. Yaya Han. Boobs anime.
Same boobs.
Yeah, that's what they titled it. Trigon Static, Yoko, Sasuke Uchiha.
What the hell? You just said that damn chick was on here, man. I can put her name and it doesn't even come up.
Well, that's because it's under anime, comic/anime.
Okay.
Marvel Girls, One Piece, Tenpo, Ibon Akashi, Ayakashi. And Bleach. I'm fucking in anime mode again. I never a good thing, but hey.
try someone too while I'm at it.
No, nigga. Stay. I don't want to go to fucking home.
Thank you. Now let me download it. Thank you. Thank you. Come again.
Well, this shit's gonna kick us, man.
Hey.